spirits, and they do not rightly interpret the language of inspiration. The word of God is truth and verity, but men have perverted its meanings. These errors have brought the truth of God for these last days into disrepute. Adventists are derided by ministers of all denominations, yet God's servants must hold their peace. The signs foretold in prophecy are fast fulfilling around us. This should arouse every true follower of Christ to zealous action. Those who think they must preach definite time in order to make an impression upon the people do not work from the right standpoint. The feelings of the people may be stirred and their fears aroused, but they do not move from principle. An excitement is created. But when time passes, as it has done repeatedly, those who moved out upon time fall back into coldness, darkness, and sin, and it is almost impossible to arouse their consciousness without some great excitement. In our February newsletter of 2002, we deal with primarily with one of the modern false prophets that teaches this reapplication of time prophecy at the end of the world. But there's another brother in the United States that I want to point out here. For whatever reason, over the past 8 or 10 years, somehow I've received 4 different, and I've spoken about this on several presentations, I've received 4 different calculations. It's some historical event had just taken place, or it was about to take place, and therefore he begins the day-for-a-day application of the 1260, the 1290, and the 1335, and predicts a variety of things are going to happen as soon as this event takes place, and it's going to take place at this time. Generally, he says it's when he's making using a starting point that's yet future to his study. He's predicting that the starting point of the 1290, 1260, and 1335 is going to take place on this particular day, on this particular month, in this particular year, based upon the Jubilees and the feast days. So he has a couple understanding that he's weaving together. But for when I've shared this brother's prophetic work in this presentation from time to time, I've shared that every time, ultimately, it all falls apart and doesn't come to pass. So I've mentioned him over and over again, and sure enough, and I don't know why, I don't get any of his newsletters, but I got a newsletter here recently based on September 11th, 2001. He once again was at least his fourth time now, he's applied these 1260, 1290, and 1335 of Daniel 11. The end time day for day process has begun. And what Sister White says is there's an excitement connected with this kind of prophetic interpretation.